Thomas Merton wrote, "Be still, listen to the stones of the walls. Be silent, they try to speak your name." Gracious God, help us to find moments to be silent so our stress is reduced and our souls in touch with you. Help us to be centered that our minds and efforts are one with the purpose we are here to perform. Help us to treat each activity, meetings, and conversations as if you are intently watching all that we are about. And so it is done as unto you. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Barnetts, Bartle, Bray, Callahan, Champion, Clemens, Crowell, Cunningham, Days, Dempsey, Engler, Goodman, Green, Griesheimer, Justice, Keaveney, Lager, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Nadler, Pierce, Pergeson, Ridgway, Roop, Schaefer, Schmidt, Scott, Shields, Schumeyer, Stouffer, Vogel, Wilson, Wright Jones.
Senator from the first. Senator from Webster. Senator from Webster. Senator from Stoddard. A quorum is present. The Senate is in session. Secretary, read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, second regular session, 13th day, Monday, February 1st, 2010. The Senate met pursuant to adjournment. President Kinder in the chair. The Reverend
Senator from St. Francois.
Mr. President, I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and say be as proved as though it had been fully read.
You've heard the motion. As many as are of the opinion shall prevail, say aye. Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Reading is dispensed with. Introduction of guests. The Senator from Saline.
Mr. President, I have two guests this morning. On my right, your left, I have Javen Shepherd, who is interning in my office this year, and Aaron McMullen from Lexington. Aaron is a veteran of the Afghanistan conflict.
We are delighted to have the guests of the Senator from Saline. Let's welcome them to the Missouri Senate. Thank you for your service to our country. The Senator from St. Francis.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, on your left, my right, as an old family friend of mine is up from St. Genevieve today. I've known him since he was a toddler, and he's up doing some work up here at the Capitol and meeting some people. And from St. Genevieve, Missouri, Andrew Shaughnessy. So if the Senate would make him welcome.
Let's welcome Mr. Shaughnessy to the Missouri Senate today. The Senator from Andrew.
Thank you, Mr. President. In the upper gallery, we have part of the delegation joining us today from Northwest Missouri. As you all know, this is our eighth year now of doing Great Northwest Days. And this week, I'm joined by over 300 of my closest friends from Northwest Missouri as they're down here today and tomorrow. They'll be around sharing some of their concerns and thoughts. And I would ask that the Senate please join me in welcoming part of the delegation from the Great Northwest.
Will all the guests of the Senator from Andrew from Northwest Missouri please rise for recognition by the Senate. Senator from 15th.
Thank you, Mr. President. To my right and to your left, we have a very distinguished guest from my district, someone who's been very active in the community and is American Legion service officer, Mr. Harrison Oaks. Mr. Harrison, would you stand up so you can be recognized by the Senate here today?
We're delighted to have the guests of the Senator from the 15th here with us also. Senator from Webster. Senator from Boone.
Mr. President, up in the gallery today, I'd like everybody to welcome the New Haven Elementary School students with their teachers Linda Bazolian and Allie Sheppers.
We're delighted to have the guests of the Senator from Boone here from New Haven. Introductions, petitions, memorials, remonstrances, resolutions, concurrent resolutions. The Senator from the 10th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a concurrent resolution.
Send it forward. Care to explain, Senator?
Yes, Mr. President, I would like to explain. Mr. President, this summer I had the privilege of attending a moving event at the Harry S. Truman Library and Museum, honoring the 61st anniversary of President Truman's signing of Executive Order Number 9981 that ended racial segregation in the armed forces. The program explored the history and lessons learned of racial discrimination in the U.S. military. It also examined gender discrimination and the ban of openly gay service members, two of the remaining challenges of our 21st century fighting force. Courageous individuals who have served their country under extraordinary circumstances attended this event. It is both fitting and proper today that I briefly share with you three of their stories. Oliver Vincent Shields served as an African American during World War II. Shields landed at Normandy Beach during D-Day and was selected as one of the 2,500 African American volunteers who served in the 14th Armored Division known as the Liberators. He served in a segregated army, but he fought as hard and brave as any other member of that army. Oliver Vincent Shields supports the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Chief Petty Officer Stuart O'Brien of the Royal Australian Army served alongside the U.S. military in Iraq in 2006. Australia is one of the 27 countries that allows open service of gay men and women. This summer, he told the story of a U.S. service member who received grief counseling and support from the Australian Navy chaplain when his longtime partner was killed while on active duty. This American could not reach out to his own American chaplain, his own country, or even his own American friends, because to do so would be an admission that he is gay and it would end his career. Chief Petty Officer Stuart O'Brien reports the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Finally, I want to tell you about Shonda Garrison. Shonda grew up in Branson, Missouri, and enrolled in the U.S. Army right out of high school. She worked hard and advanced quickly. In the fall of 1990, she, like tens of thousands of other Americans, shipped out to Saudi Arabia and spent almost a year in the desert fighting for this country. Shonda loves her country and wanted to make a career out of the military. But after 8 years of service, she had to make the agonizing decision to leave because she could no longer serve in silence. You see, Shonda is gay. And under Don't Ask, Don't Tell, she could not enter a committed relationship with the person she loves for fear of losing her career. Shonda Garrison is my partner, and she supports the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Today in Washington, D.C., Defense Secretary Robert Gates and Admiral Mike Mullen, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, will appear before the Senate Armed Services Committee to discuss how we can end this country's Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy. The Senate concurrent resolution that I am filing today, Mr. President, urges the Missouri General Assembly to send a message to the U.S. Congress that it's time to end this unnecessary practice. It is time to end a ban that actually costs American taxpayers hundreds of millions of dollars and undermines our military readiness. I'll leave you with the quote from Aubrey Sarvis, Executive Director for the Service Members Legal Defense Network. In the 1940s, President Truman demonstrated courage and leadership by desegregating the military so that all qualified Americans, regardless of their race, could serve their country with full equality. Today's leaders can take encouragement from the example of President Truman, who during an election year put justice and equality under the law before political expediency. Let's do the right thing. It's time to end the ban. Thank you, Mr. President.
Of concurrent resolutions. For what purpose does the Senator from St. Clair rise?
Unanimous consent to introduce special guests.
Hearing no objection, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. On your right, my left, we're delighted today to have Brenda Tippy and Linda Fisher. They're with the Central Missouri Electric Co-op, and they're seated on the seat over here. I'd be pleased if the Senate could welcome them, Mr. President.
Will the guests of the Senator from St. Clair please rise for recognition by the Senate? Concurrent resolution of the Senator from the 10th will be printed in the journal. The Senator from Buchanan.
Thank you. Mr. President, seek unanimous consent to introduce very special guests.
Hearing no objection, proceed, Senator.
Mr. President, we are joined today by a very special guest of the Missouri Senate in our state capitol. As you are aware, Mr. President, we were at a dinner last night in the governor's mansion where we hosted, along with leaders from the House, leaders from the Senate, the executive branch, all the statewide offices, and the judiciary, the ambassador from China to the U.S. The purpose of that meeting was to advance the China Hub in St. Louis, and I think most of the people in this body are aware of what the China Hub's all about. When I had a chance to speak to the group last night, I told them that it struck me that dinner last night and this visit from the ambassador to Missouri represents a point in history that years down the road, when we sit there and we have this vibrant trade relationship happening between the state of Missouri and the Midwest and China, with planes flying back and forth, bringing import goods from China, but more importantly, export goods from Missouri back hauled to China, and those planes are landing every single day at Lambert Airport in that thing we created, people will say, well, how did that happen? How did that come to be? And I believe in my heart of hearts it's going to happen because of the relationship that we have developed, the meetings we had here, the great work of folks that are involved in that commission to make that happen. So I am so incredibly honored to present to this body the Chinese ambassador to the United States, Ambassador Zhou, and his wife, Madam Zhou. They're here to visit. These are people that are going to help us make this happen. So for those of you that are great students of history, you're living history today. So, Ambassador, welcome to the Missouri Senate. We're so proud to have you here and thankful for everything that you're doing with this great project that we're going to make happen in Missouri.
Let's all welcome Ambassador and Mrs. Zhou to the Missouri Senate. We are especially delighted to have this very distinguished guest.
May I inquire of the Senator from St. Francis?
Does the Senator from St. Francis yield? I do not. He yields. You may inquire.
Senator, because of this very special moment, the Ambassador and Madam Zhou have agreed to spend some time with members of the Senate, and we're going to do that with your permission in the Senate lounge. So at this point, I think it might be appropriate, if you're willing to do so, for us to recess for a period of time, and we can escort Ambassador Zhou and Madam Zhou to the Senate lounge. And then I would encourage all the members of the Senate to take this opportunity to visit with him and discuss this project that's so vital to Missouri. So I would offer that up as a suggestion. So.
Well, we're going to do that. What we're going to do is break, take a recess here, come back, take up the bills, introduction of bills, proceed down the calendar for the first bill to be debated, and that we're going to set the time frame to recess at 10:45, if that's okay. But it may be a little later. We will ring the bell when we're about ready to come back in. What's that?
To reconvene at 10:45.
To reconvene. So that would be the intention. It may be a little bit after that, but we'll work on that. So, Mr. President.
Senator from St. Francis.
Yes, Mr. President.
You're recognized, sir.
Okay.
For what purpose do you seek recognition?
I would like to recess until 10:45.
Senator, may the chair inquire of you.
Yes.
Senator, we were not We had not heard from all senators on concurrent resolutions, just so you know.
Would you like to?
It appeared that someone else might have one, and we could do that when we come back in. I just wanted to put the marker out there.
Yeah, let's go ahead and do that when we come back in. We'll pick it up at that point if that's
okay, Mr. President. You have heard the motion of the senator from St. Francis that the body stand in recess until approximately 10:45 a.m. when you will hear the bells summoning you back. As many as are of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. We are in recess.